and went. Amen. And he came to the second and said, likewise. And he answered and said, I go, sir. And went not. Whether of them twain did the will of his father? And they said unto him, the first. And Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you. Amen. Now we might have to qualify who this you is by going back to the 23rd verse. And when he was come into the temple, the chief priests and elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching and said, by what authority doest thou these things? Who gave thee this authority? And Jesus answered and said unto them, he's talking to chief priests. I mean, supposed to be the vicars of God. Amen. I mean in the stead of God before the people. And the elders of the people. I mean that's the ones that rule in the family clans and in the synagogues and in the decision-making process of Israel. The elders. Now, amen. Whether them twain did the will of his father, and they, that's the chief priests and the elders. And they said unto him, the first. And Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, that the publicans and harlots go into the kingdom of God before you. For John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and ye believed him not, but the publicans and harlots believed him. And ye, when ye had seen it, repented not afterward that ye might believe him. Amen. Interesting. Probably if they'd have known that Jesus' question was loaded, and boy, how loaded it was. It was so loaded that they couldn't keep from answering the question. Amen. He said, whither of them twain did the will of his father? And they said, the first. Well, who was the first? There's only two sons in this parable, you know. Amen. Who was the first? He's the one that said, I will not. What a dilemma we find ourselves in. Amen. I'm going to preach for a little while tonight on 50-50. Amen. 50-50. And really, that's a pretty good average. When it comes to religion, 50-50. See, there was only two sons, and one of them did, and one of them didn't. But the dilemma that we find ourselves in, the one that did said he wouldn't. And the one that wouldn't said they would. Now that gets my brain kind of whirling a little bit, you know. It's a little bit deep for me. Amen. What a dilemma. The ones that ought to don't. And the ones that no one expects to did. By their own testimony, they said, we will not. But they did. Amen. Well, amen. That's why I said 50-50. One out of the two. That's 50%, isn't it? Amen. 50%. One out of the two did the will of his father. He did what his father told him to do. Amen. But he said he wouldn't. And the other said, I will. Amen. Boy, I mean, he probably had it practiced, you know. The second said unto him likewise, and answered him, go. He answered him and said, I go, sir. I go, sir. Yes, sir. I go, sir. I'm going to work in your vineyard. And he didn't go. Didn't go. Oh. Amen. Jesus may be trying to tell us it's better not to talk so much and do a little more. That is, talk so much and not do anything. Amen. Well, it may not do you a bit of good tonight. Amen. Sometimes my messages don't do anybody much good. Well, I please everybody, most of my messages. So I'm glad when I start, so I'm glad when I get done. Amen. Two sons means that there's two crowds. And one of those sons was representative of a whole bunch of religious people. Amen. None of y'all here tonight. I'm gonna put y'all, amen, in a holiness church here tonight. I'm gonna put y'all 100% all out for God. Amen. I'm gonna give you that benefit of the doubt. Even for those that might feel like you're marginal tonight, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. 100% for God. Amen. Wouldn't you like to be 100% for God? All out for Jesus? Praise God. Two sons, two crowds. Praise God. And so, we'll preach to other folks tonight. Huh? The other crowd, I trust that you find yourself in the right group tonight. But oh my, I don't know which group I'd rather be in. I believe I'd like to choose part of one and part of the other. I'd like the testimony of the second son, and I'd like the fulfillment of the first son. Yes. You think we might have the best of both? Yes. You think if we tried hard enough, we could possibly have the best of both? I hate to have to make a decision here, but I guess if I had to decide which one of these crowds I'd like to be in, I'd go with the harlots and the publicans. But then that wouldn't be too popular with the religious folks. Amen. But let me tell you something. There's a whole lot of religious folks. Don't tell nobody, but they're in bad shape as that other crowd is.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. They just know how to cover it up better.
Yeah.
Huh? Well, Lord help, this won't take too long, and I trust it's totally painless tonight. Praise God. But I'd like to ask the question tonight, which way will you take? We stand at the forks of the road tonight. Amen. Amen. Two sons. Two crowds. Could we stretch the parable a little further and say two daughters? One of them said, I go, Daddy. And went not. And the other said, I'm not going out in that hot sun and work. But then she got to thinking. Amen. My dad's worked hard all his life. He's given me his best. And I've put gray hairs in his head. And I ought to be ashamed of myself. I'm going to go out and go. I'm going to go out and work. I thought Jimmy was going to preach part of my message a while ago. Man, he was treading around close on it, you know. He was talking about them old rough shot guys out that old lonely barn. Amen. Fighting them roosters and taking up an offering for a friend of theirs. You wouldn't expect that out of cockfighters, would you? Amen. Boy, out there betting money on those roosters. In the law. Breaking the law. Amen. Illegal. Illegal gambling going on. Amen. But man, they had a soft spot about them. There was a tender spot about them, wasn't there? Bobby Grove told us on how many times he's seen people in the nightclub crowd. Amen. That did the same thing. That they would weep for some unfortunate victim and dig away down to the bottom of the purse when it come time to help out. And they gave largely. Amen. Oh. Why be left behind? Tonight, Mark chapter 16 reads like this. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's verse 15. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils and they shall speak with new tongues. Notice it didn't say preachers. It said them that believe. Hallelujah. That means everybody in a church like this can have signs following them. Young people and children in a church like this that's grown up, amen, with the Bible and the gospel and the power of God and surrounded by His glory and His presence, if they don't get familiar with it and harden to it, amen, and become obedient to God, believing young people can do great exploits for God. And should. Hallelujah. I have only one regret, that I didn't start when I was 11 instead of 16. Didn't get saved when I was 9 instead of 14. Praise God. Oh, if I'd have got saved a little earlier, praise God, I could have got in a few more years for God. I want to give my whole life to God, praise God. Listen to what it said. Amen. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Hey, amen. You know, there's a lot of arguments about these verses, you know. They shouldn't be there. God, don't do that anymore. Hey, you get lost in the service of God. These verses says, and it means no more than that, that even the devil can't kill you till God gets through with you. You're invincible, untouchable, praise God, till God gets through with you. Hallelujah. Be like that Russian Christian, bless God, in Russia, while communism was still in power, they arrested this Pentecostal brother, amen, and took him before the judge to be condemned, and the judge got out the Bible. He turned to Mark 16, and he said, it says here that if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And took out a bottle of deadly poison and set it on the bar. Amen. Now he said, if the Bible's right as you preach, amen, this poison won't hurt you. And they had two physicians there to bring out a dog. And they dropped a few drops of that poison on the finger of one of those physicians and put it on that dog's tongue. In just a matter of seconds, that dog went into convulsions and died. And so they knew that the poison was deadly. And now the judge is saying to this young Christian or this saint, however young or however old, I don't recollect. Amen. But the judge is saying to him, if the Bible is so as you proclaim, then it won't hurt you to drink this poison. And he fell on his knees and prayed. And he said, oh God, if I die, I die. But if it would bring glory to your name to supernaturally manifest your power, praise God, I bow to the will of the living God and drink the poison, all of it. Amen. After some minutes passed by, amen, the doctor said, my God, there's a God. Amen. He'd have been dead. Amen. It upset the courtroom, praise God. And folks, it's happened many, many times over. Hallelujah. The devil can't with you. Amen. Might have to suffer. Hey, you might see some exciting things working for God. Amen. Boy, you might get in some situations that's so exciting, it'll be like Jimmy Collins making a trip back to Kentucky. I know how it is. Amen. To go down in the country nowadays. Amen. I'm just as alarmed as he is at things that's going on in our old country churches. Amen. I mean, there's more holiness tradition sustained in the city today than there is in the country. Amen. Mark it down. Go anywhere you want to go. Amen. There's more holiness right here in the Miami Valley than there is in the country. There's some folks that's, amen, contending for the faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They know where they came from, and they're not too anxious to leave it. They might have had to leave the hills of Kentucky and come to town, but they didn't have to leave old-time religion. Bless God. They brought it with them, and they're hanging on to it. Amen. And they're spreading the word. Hallelujah. That's God's plan. That's why you had to leave Kentucky and come north to get a job, or West Virginia, Tennessee, and come north to get a job. Amen. And got up here, and your grandchildren came along that got to being like home. Amen. Yeah, I know the disappointment of going back to places where I've been. And finding things are not the same. There's a whole bunch that said, I'll go, and didn't. And there's some more that they even one time called worldly. Amen. In cities kind of like Hamilton. Amen. Hey, there's some more, praise God, that have dug in and said, I've gone as far as I'm going. Glory to God. And amen. They started pulling the other way. Hallelujah. And dragging some with them. Praise God. Amen. Oh, yes. At first, some of you said, I'm not going to do it. But then you saw the prophet in it. And you're the biggest duck in the puddle now. Amen. You're a whole hog for righteousness. Amen. Ooh, glory to God. Listen to this. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. That's where he belongs for the moment. He's there to make intercession for us. He's doing what he's supposed to do. Amen. Now let's see what they'll do. And they went forth and preached everywhere. Hallelujah. They went everywhere. Woo! You don't have to be left behind. Hallelujah. You can go everywhere. You can take him with you everywhere you go. You can even take him to a prayer meeting in your garage. Hallelujah. Many a church has started with a prayer meeting in a garage, in a house. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Go work, he said. Amen. But one said, I go, and didn't go. He didn't say go profess. He said go work. He didn't say go talk a lot. He said go work. Amen. Well, to go fishing, no hunting with Brother K.A. Smith. I forget whether it's hunting or fishing. I made a couple trips up there, one fishing, one hunting. Amen. Left my car, left the keys, so Sister Smith used the car if she needed to, and me and Brother Smith, we went duck hunting. And most miserable hunt I ever was on in all of my life. Amen. We had to drag two boats. Brother Smith, preacher-like, found a place that belonged to the state where you could launch a boat in Sandusky Lake without having to pay. That's the way us preachers will do. But he didn't tell you he's going to have to wade 100 feet in knee-deep mud. I mean knee-deep mud. Mud that got a hold of your boot and pulled it off when you raised up your foot. And did you ever get your foot caught halfway between the heel and the knee and couldn't get your toe uncurled and you're pulling two boats to go duck hunting? Amen. You haven't been miserable until you do that. And you got to hang on to the boat and then pull your boot real hard so you get your foot back down in the toe of your shoe, your boot where it belongs, and you walk that way for about 100 feet. And it takes you so long to get the boat out to the water, I'd have rather paid. But it was too late when you're halfway out there and it's just as far back as it is there. It's too late now. Amen. Ain't nothing to do but go on. And you got to wade back through that to get back to the car. Amen. Well, anyhow, it was a miserable time. The time we got to where the ducks was, the sun was already up. The ducks was already landing in our decoys. And we just didn't have too much luck on that duck hunt. Well, we finally got back home. And Sister Smith had lost the keys to my 70 Pontiac. My new 70 Pontiac. And she said, I did this and I did that and I didn't do this and I didn't do something else and I did this and I did that. And finally Brother Smith said, don't talk. Look. Amen. The talking didn't do no good. All excuses that she gave didn't do no good, Brother Bernard. I didn't wear anything but this and I didn't wear anything but this coat and that coat. And you know where we found the keys? In an old army-colored jacket that she wasn't supposed to have wore while we was gone. But she did. And we found the keys. He said, don't talk, hunt. Amen. Don't talk, look. All that talking, all that excuse didn't do any good. Did you ever hear anybody say, yeah, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do something else, and you know they're lying all the time. Because almost always when they do a whole lot of talking and a whole lot of promising and tell you all they're going to do, it makes you want to say, stop that. I don't want you to be made out a liar. Amen. Because so many times that's what happened. Amen. I'm going to come to church. I'm going to do better. I'm going to come to church. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and something else. And you never see them again. Amen. But then that one, that, praise God, don't say anything much. You don't think he's moved. Like Bill Corn sitting about where Sister Laurie is when I invited him to the altar 18 years ago. Amen. A little over 18 years ago. Amen. And he looked at me kind of solemn and confident and said, don't you think there's a time when you can and when you can't get saved? And I was trying to get him to come right now. And he didn't come. But Vicky came. Amen. Kim came and Carol came, praise God, and pretty soon here came old Bill, who said, I'm not ready. He got ready. Hallelujah. And he got saved. Hallelujah. Whoo! It's not what you say in the last analysis, it's what you do. Amen. And I'd like to make a choice tonight if I could. And I realize that I'm talking. And I'm talking to a whole lot of people. And it may be a lot of people hear these words. But since I'm up here, I've got to talk. I don't mean to just be letting off steam and saying I'm going to go. But I would like to be among that 50% that does it. Amen. I'd like to be among that 50%. If the church is divided 50-50 across the land, and it may be less than that, amen. But if even those candidates, those that possibly might do the will of God or might receive the call, if it's 50-50, I'd like to be among the 50% that does. my best for God. Amen. Amen. Knocked on doors and asked people where to go to church. Oh, I go to such and such a church. Amen. And I'd say, oh, you do? Who's the pastor of that church? And he'd holler to his wife and say, hey, wife, who's the pastor of that church where we go? Amen. Yeah. It's dangerous to say too much. Amen. I asked Wes DeHart on Tuesday morning, I guess at 10 o'clock, in Alto Pass, Illinois. I'd gone fishing with him, and I decided since I'm going to fish with him, I ought to witness to him. And I said, Wes, do you go to church? And he said, yeah. Where do you go to church, Wes? He said, well, I go to the Baptist church when I go. Well, the Baptist preacher was a friend of mine. In Alto Pass, the town ain't that big. Churches are not that far removed. And so you got to live together in the community. And so I didn't want to proselyte the Baptist members in that little old town. So I didn't say any more. Because Wes said he belonged to the Baptist church. That was Tuesday morning at 10. Saturday night at midnight, he came in. His mom heard him came in. She was listening for him. Went on upstairs and went to bed. About 1 o'clock, she heard something. Something different upstairs. She decided she better check on her son. She went upstairs to check on Wes. And at 1 o'clock in the morning, Wes was dead. He had had a heart attack. Young. I mean around 50. Young. Amen. 50's young when you're nearly 61. In case you didn't know it. Amen. Oh, to be 40 again. Wes was in his middle years. Amen. And he was dead. And I was the last one to talk to him about his soul. And he cut me off. I go to the Baptist church when I go. You better be careful about talking. You might seal your doom. I went to the funeral home and his mother was there sitting in the receiving line. And when she shook hands with me, she wept and said, if you boys had just tried a little harder. Said, Wes was talking about coming to your church. Mama knew that Wes wasn't saved. And we missed an opportunity. Amen. And it was part Wes's fault. Amen. He said, I go to the Baptist church when I go. Amen. Better be careful about talking. You're going to be judged by those words. Amen. It's better not to say and do a little more than it is to say so much and then do nothing. Father, bless and help us tonight to rise and be doing. And oh God, if I don't do what you tell me to do, replace me, Lord, before some soul goes to hell. God, oh God, help us to obey you. That people might be saved. That those that should be saved might be added to the church. I beg you to help us to do your work. Make us sensitive to the Spirit. Make us sensitive to the mind of Christ. Make us sensitive to the need, the crying need of our brothers and our sisters, our neighbors, and even our enemies. Because they need to be saved too. And we might be the ones that could affect their salvation. Help us to do right by all, I beg you. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen. Stand with me as we sing. Let's come to the altar and let's ask God to help us to do His work. I know
most of you, by and large, would like to do something for God before you stand before the judge. Ask the Lord and He'll help you. He'll help you to win somebody, to touch some life, to bless some life. It may be a grandchild. It may be a son or a daughter. But God will help you if you want help. God will use you if you'd like to be used. Come on tonight. Let's come to the altar. Let's pray.